Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government has been urged to adopt a more supportive and empowering approach towards small-scale miners. The opposition Democratic Union has bemoaned the current economic challenges. In international news, South African police minister has been suspended over organized crime allegations. And in sports news, Copper Queen's coach says her team is fully prepared to face whoever comes next.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Mulenga. Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia President Victor Kalesha has called on government to adopt a more supportive and empowering approach towards small-scale miners. He emphasized the need for regulatory frameworks that enable citizens rather than threaten their livelihoods. Highlighting the recent gold rush in Mufumbwe, Mr. Kalesha acknowledged government's decision to temporarily halt illegal mining activities as necessary for safety and accident prevention. He, however, stressed that formalizing small-scale mining through the establishment of cooperatives and licensing is crucial for sustainable and responsible mining practices. Mr. Kalesha praised the government's initiative to introduce Zambia Gold Company under ZCCMIH as the aggregator to purchase gold from artisanal and small-scale mining sector. He added that the issuance of licenses should prioritize Zambians, especially artisanal miners, discovering minerals and those capable of partnering with local communities.
We saw that the artisanal small-scale miners in Mufumbwe were operating unauthorized or illegally in extracting those minerals, which had no single benefit to the government of the Republic of Zambia in terms of paying taxes. That rich deposit was being extracted and mined and being sold to illegal buyers of foreign origin. So we would like to request the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development that they should quickly move in and subdivide that Mufumbwe gold area and allow Zambians to apply for artisanal small-scale mining licenses. We appeal that the licenses that should be generated for that Mufumbwe gold area should prioritize Zambians other than foreigners. We don't want to hear that the deposit has been given to an investor.
In a separate development, filmmaker David Kazadi has appeared before the Lusaka, the Livingstone High Court, under police escort following a writ of habeas corpus that forced the police to produce him or risk jail time for contempt. His appearance follows a court order issued last week demanding the Livingstone Central Police explain why Mr. Kazadi had been held without charge after he was rearrested while filming in the tourist capital. The reason for his rearrest in the tourist capital on Friday is not clear, but it is alleged that the law enforcers thought he would escape to a known location. This comes after Kazadi's apprehension over charges of a viral adult content video that featured socialite and model Mwaka Halwindi. Mr. Kazadi, who was rearrested on Friday last week when he was conducting auditions for his icon talent show, is seeking justice over the unexplained detention in Livingstone. In another development, residents of Chief Chembe area in Luano District, Central Province, are living in fear following the presence of stray lions in the region. Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki has confirmed the presence of these lions in the freelance journalist Winter Mwanga in Luano District. The stray lions have been sighted in Chembe Chiefdom, particularly in Luano Valley's area, posing a serious threat to both people and livestock. So far, the lions have killed several domestic animals, including 5 cattle and 8 goats, causing significant losses to local farmers. Mr. Meleki explained that his office has already deployed officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, who are currently on the ground to control the lion population and ensure the safety of residents. He has advised people in Luano District to move in groups while carrying out their daily activities and to be indoors by 19 hours to avoid any risk of lion attacks.
We received the report and it's something that we went on the ground to check. So we've checked and we've discovered that there are some lions that have come through the Chiefdom Chief Chembe's chiefdom. That is the chiefdom that is in our district in Wano, central province. As you are aware, Wano, it is in two parts. There is the Bari part and also the Plateau. So in the Bari is a game area. So these particular animals, sometimes they tend to move from their area coming to people. So these animals, they come to people and done some damages. Of course, we found about 5 cattle, that is animals, and also 8 goats were killed by the same animals. And it's from that particular point that we deployed our officers to be on the ground. So they are on the ground, coupled with the scouts which are already there.
In a separate development, Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu has bemoaned current economic challenges that have driven up the cost of living in Zambia. He criticized President Hakainde Hichilema's UPND government for failing to improve the situation despite promises made while in opposition. Mr. Njovu highlighted the unbearable cost of living, persistent youth unemployment, and growing despair among citizens. He insists Zambia needs a new direction and views the 2026 elections as a critical opportunity for change. He stressed that the DU is serious about governance, aiming to restore dignity, create jobs, empower communities, and prioritize the people's voice. Mr. Njovu reaffirmed his commitment to servant leadership, grounded in truth, justice, and faith, making these remarks shortly after attending Mass in Lusaka's garden compounds. We now move to the Power Health Tip. Meningitis is an inflammation of the protective membranes surrounding the brain and spinal cord, often caused by infection. Symptoms include a fever, severe headache, and neck stiffness. Meningitis can be fatal, particularly bacterial meningitis, which can be life-threatening if not treated properly. Let's learn more from Dr. Amit Singh, Dean, School of Medicine at Texila American University, Zambia.
Today I'm here to talk about pneumococcal meningitis. So it's a bacterial meningitis, and there are some cases which has been reported in Zambia. It starts as a nasopharyngeal infection, so sore throat, fever, especially in this cold season. And if not treated in the early stage, the bacteria can reach the blood, and then it reaches the brain by crossing the blood-brain barrier, leading to meningitis. The treatment is very difficult because we need intravascular antibiotics to treat in this meningitis stage. If you have sore throat, fever, or any other type of infection, please consult your nearest health post and get the treatment from a qualified health professional. For preventive measures, we can have the same preventive measures what we did for COVID. We can use masks, we can go for frequent hand washing because it's a respiratory infection. And anyone who is suffering with cough and fever definitely should cover the face with the mask. That will be my request to everyone. Thank you.
In international news, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has placed Police Minister Senzo Mchunu on an immediate leave of absence after allegations of links to organized crimes were made against him. In Sunday's live televised speech to the nation, Ramaphosa also announced a judicial commission would probe the claims which he said undermine the constitution and threaten national security. He added that law professor Firoz Kachalia has been appointed as interim police minister. Mchunu denied any wrongdoings, saying in a statement that he stood ready to respond to the accusations against him. In his speech, the president said the allegations against Mchunu, which include interference in investigations into political killings and corruption within law enforcement agencies, call for an urgent and comprehensive investigation. Still in international news, 44 people in Nigeria have been sentenced to up to 30 years in prison for financing the jihadist militant group Boko Haram. The trial of 10 others have been postponed, the country's counter-terrorism agency said. The defendants appeared before four specially constituted courts set up on a military base in the town of Kanji in central state of Niger. The sentences ranged from 10 to 30 years, all with hard labor, a spokesperson said. Nigeria has been conducting mass trials for terrorism-related offenses since 2017 and has secured convictions against 785 official sources say. Copper Queens coach Nora Hapchol says her team is fully prepared to face whoever comes next after Zambia sealed a spot in the quarterfinals of the 2024 Total Energies Women's Africa Cup of Nations WAFCON. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports.